This is 5 in 10, 5 topics in about 10 minutes from Skywatch TV for July 19th. I'm Derek Gilbert, working from an auxiliary studio today as our main studio has got a number of projects working in there right now, and that's a good thing. We're busy, and hopefully you'll find the products coming forward August, September, October to not only edifying and educational, but hopefully entertaining as well. So not a problem to help move those projects along by working from studio.
Everybody's to leave here immediately.
Here in the home
this
office.
Cafe is closed.
Topic
until
number
further
five.
Notice. Clear the room.
Showdown
at once.
In Gaza. The government of Israel has apparently had enough. It's
war. Me up on what
advised
I'm
its
shocked,
army to prepare for
to
a full scale
is going on
invasion
in here.
Of the Gaza
You're
Strip.
Winning,
if,
sir. Oh, thank you very
if
much. Everybody out at
the
once.
The practice of sending flaming kites and other incendiary devices across the border into Israel does not stop. The government of Israel has made this condition known or made this demand known to Hamas through intermediaries in Egyptian intelligence. Friday is the deadline. If the flaming kites don't stop by then, apparently the Israeli army, the IDF, prepared to cross the border, perhaps conquer all of Gaza to put an end to the thousands and thousands of acres of nature preserve, farmland, and forest that have been burned by these terrorist attacks. The support published or broadcast by Channel 10 on Tuesday in Israel. Again, the deadline on Friday. Hamas, taking this seriously, reportedly, they have sent militants to man about 60% of its positions along the border between Gaza and Israel to try to stop the launches of these kites. They're supposed to try to man all of its positions along the border by Friday in order to put an end to this. Look, Hamas has been encouraging this, but they're not suicidal. Apparently, this threat is being taken seriously by the group that controls the Gaza Strip. We will keep a close eye on this because a military action there could be really, really deadly. Topic number four, serving the dragon. American companies wanting a piece of China's huge market for electronics, facing a real ethical dilemma. And it's not clear exactly how they're deciding on this dilemma. Namely, there is no separation between academia and the government in China. So American tech companies that are involved in research, especially involving artificial intelligence in China, have to be aware that their work is going to end up in the hands of Chinese government and thus the Chinese military. These kind of collaborations in China are standard operating procedure. Here in the United States, companies have a lot of leeway as to whether or not they choose to work with the United States government. For example, Google recently backed out of a partnership with the Pentagon over a drone surveillance program because some of Google's employees complained about it. Fair enough. This is a free country. They're free to do what they like. However, in a speech last month, a vice president from a university there, Tsinghua University, described its role in the development of AI and what it calls civil-military fusion. In short, whatever the researchers, the scientists, the technicians come up with at university has to be turned over to the government for use in commercial and military applications. Again, for American companies that want to work with their Chinese colleagues, this is a problem, and it is ongoing. For example, MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, collaborating with a company called iFlytek. This company has close contact with the Chinese government. And 7 months ago, ironically enough, Google opened an AI research center in Beijing. And the company's chief of artificial intelligence, Jeff Dean, recently joined the Computer Science Advisory Committee at Tsinghua University. Google won't work with the Pentagon, but they are working with the Chinese government. Former Deputy Secretary of Defense Bob Work said anything that goes on in that center is going to wind up in the hands of the Chinese military. Our friend Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis on the program yesterday, his forthcoming book, Alliance of Evil, goes into some detail on how China and its appropriation of American intellectual property is being used against us in a new Cold War partnership with Russia. You'll see those programs on Skywatch TV beginning August 5th. Topic number three, speaking of Google, the EU has hit Google with a record fine, $5 billion over its Android operating system. According to the European Commission, Google used its clout with this operating system to squash competition for internet searches, which is an increasingly lucrative market for advertisers. The parent company, Alphabet, has been given 90 days to change its business practices or face further penalties up to 5% of its average daily turnover. The firm says it's going to appeal the sentence. It's not like Google doesn't have $5 billion lying around to spend. Alphabet's cash position at the end of March was something like $105 billion in liquidity. So, you know, it's basically chump change to Google. Topic number two, your smart TV may be watching you. Two Democratic senators, Edward Markey of Massachusetts and Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, sent a letter to the chairman of the Federal Trade Commission last Thursday saying that internet-connected smart TVs are spying on us and creating user profiles, and that information is being shared around to, who knows who. Letter requested that the FTC maintain its program on monitoring smart televisions and open a new investigation into the privacy policies and practices of those manufacturers. Smart TVs are data mining. They are collecting user information more accurately than the Nielsen ratings ever dreamed of doing, but then they're using that information to serve up targeted ads. What kind of information might they be saving? What programs you watch, which shows you watch on Netflix, Hulu, or other on-demand services? What other applications, the games you might be using on the smart TV, they might be able to develop a comprehensive profile, not only including what you watch, but even your political affiliation based on the news programs that you choose to watch. How might that information be useful to outside third parties? Your TV is watching you. And topic number one, Trader Trump and his un-American followers. As we've been discussing this week, the reaction to President Trump's summit in Helsinki, Finland, Monday with Vladimir Putin has sent the media and progressives, but I repeat myself, off the deep end. President Trump is a traitor, says the New York Times, says the Boston Globe, says New Yorker magazine. A former FBI director, James Comey, taking it a step further, saying that anyone who votes Republican in the midterm elections coming up in November is un-American. Democrats, by the way, not really wanting his help. The former campaign staffer for Hillary Clinton basically telling the FBI director to shut up because they don't want his help. The aforementioned Senator Blumenthal from Connecticut went on CNN Tuesday and described Russian meddling, such as it was in the 2016 election, which, by the way, even just remember, in the indictments that were handed down against the 12 GRU officers, that's Russian intelligence, accused of hacking the election or meddling in the election, it was admitted that the U.S. government can't point to any election result that was changed as a result of their interference. Still, Senator Blumenthal calling this a 9/11 moment and calling for the Trump administration to respond accordingly. Well, since 9/11... prompted us to invade several foreign nations where we still have soldiers. You might want to walk that back just a little bit, Senator Blumenthal. It seems a little, excessive, extreme perhaps. And taking it even further than that, Democrats now openly calling it an act of war and urging a cyber attack on Moscow in retaliation. Politico running an op-ed piece after the summit on Monday, equating President Trump's performance, as it were, in the press conference after the summit with Pearl Harbor. That in other words, Russia's meddling in the election and President Trump's refusal to condemn it while standing next to Vladimir Putin amounted to rolling over while Russia bombs Pearl Harbor. Fran Townsend, who served as national security advisor to President George W. Bush. So this is coming from both sides of the political spectrum here. But make no mistake, it's very much coming from the deep state, ultimately. In other words, the single master that's controlling both heads of the sock puppets. Echoing this statement that this was Pearl Harbor. Now, excuse me, but about 2,400 Americans died at Pearl Harbor, and the Russian meddling in the 2016 election didn't change the result, according to the United States government's own information. So again, the people who are equating this to an act of war might want to walk this back just a little bit. One of the reasons I'm thankful that President Trump won the election over Hillary Clinton was that she was calling for a no-fly zone over Syria. Russian Air Force has been invited into Syria, so a no-fly zone meant necessarily shooting down Russian planes and risking a nuclear exchange with the Kremlin. That's what the deep state is calling for here. Now, these people aren't, they're not stupid. So we can't blame a lack of intellect here for this kind of call, which means we've got two other options, either insanity or evil. That's it. Take your pick. Well, our dance card for the rest of the year has been filling up greatly, and we appreciate your help in making that so. Coming up the first weekend in August, it's the Sons of God Giants of Old Conference. I'll be talking about my forthcoming book, which is now available for pre-sale on Amazon, by the way. Last Clash of the Titans, August 3rd and 4th at the Fellowship in Lubbock, Texas. Dr. Judd Burton, Pastor Dan Cressman, Dr. Gregory Reed, and Joe Taylor of the Mount Blanco Fossil Museum, other featured speakers there. Registration for this conference is only $5, so it will fill up quickly. Don't miss it. Hope to see you there again, August 3rd and 4th, the Sons of God Giants of Old Conference, Lubbock, Texas. For information and to register, log on to Dr. Burton's website. That's burtonbeyond.com, burtonbeyond.com. The following weekend, the Hyatt Regency Long Island is the site of the Hear the Watchman Conference, Lifting the Veil. Pastor Carl Gallups, Pastor Paul Begley, Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, Henry Groover, Rabbi Zev Perot, Russ Dizdar, Dr. Michael Lake, and of course Sharon and I will be there along with others. We hope to see you there. We can save you some money on getting there too. Use the promo code Gilbert20, Gilbert20, to save $20 off the registration. $20 off the registration or 20% off the video feed. And the video feed will get you an extra 20%. Well, 20% off the video feed, but the video feed also gets you all of the presentations from the Dallas conference back in March as a bonus. So 20% off and you get two conferences for the price of one at the video feed, with the video feed. Hearthewatchmen.com is the website. Hearthewatchmen.com. And please remember the promo code Gilbert20. Then in September, it's the True Legends Conference, Transhumanism in the Hybrid Age. Sharon K. Gilbert, one of the featured speakers, along with Steve Quayle, Tom Horn, Professor Hugo DeGaris, Timothy Alberino, and more. This one is just about sold out, but you can still sign up for the video feed there. You don't want to miss these presentations on a topic that really is describing the fundamental transformation of the human race. For information and registration, log on to gen6.com. Again, that's September 14th through the 16th. We love to see you in Branson, but if not, sign up for the video feed at gen6, G-E-N-S-I-X.com. Please take advantage of our free mobile app. You'll get these updates wherever and whenever you are. Send it to your smartphone or tablet, whether it's Android, iOS, Windows Phone, or Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. You'll find links to all of those apps at, well, the app stores for those apps at skywatchtv.com. And of course, we've got links there to our weekly pod, or daily podcast, actually, update at least six times a week. And instructions, in the top menu bar there, you'll find links to Apple TV and Roku, how to add the Skywatch TV channel to both of those set-top boxes. So please take advantage of that. This evening, Sharon is going to be the guest on the Hagman Report, along with Steve Quayle. They'll be talking about that True Legends Conference, so don't miss the Hagman Report beginning at 6 p.m. Central Time tonight, and she will join me tomorrow for Science Sci-Friday. And until then, we thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.
Global experts are now debating whether humanity should fear the rise of AI assassins. Will transhumanism, singularity, and demonically infused killer robots be the last onslaught of Satan in an attempt to destroy every human on Earth? Learn what the Bible has to say on this very urgent topic now in the new oversized book, Terminated, by legendary author Steve Quayle. In Terminated, you will learn why hundreds of artificial intelligence experts believe that humanity will soon experience gigadeath at the hands of autonomous killing machines. Why hybridizing humans is thrusting us toward a golden age of mythical monsters and godlike humans. And what Jesus declared about God's plan to shorten the days here on earth, because if not, there would be no flesh left alive. Plus, when you order Terminated from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the brand new documentary movie from Gen 6 Productions, Forbidden History Revealed. The Egyptian presence in the Americas and the Pacific Rim, the Great Smithsonian Cover-Up. Now, for the first time in history, you'll watch an eyewitness account of actual Egyptian artifacts and giant skeletons that were excavated from the Grand Canyon and burial mounds across the U.S. and South America, stored for over 100 years in a secret underground Smithsonian warehouse. This full-length feature film also asks the questions: why is the DNA of giant mummies and viable skeletons being extracted by the militaries of the world? Was a living 21-foot giant captured in 1877 with the most unusual features ever noted? And will the giants of yesterday become the super soldiers of tomorrow? These two incredible new works are available together for a special donation of only $50 now at the SkywatchTVStore.com. So don't delay. Order Terminated, the Steve Quayle special offer, online now or call 1-844-750-4985.